Hey, you're back. You're listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's go. Let's do it. All right, y'all made it back. Welcome back to Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast, baby. I'm sorry, I'm a little excited today. We're doing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule release party.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
Sorry, that was the music. You know, that's the music I heard in my head. I tried to put it out there for everybody to hear. You know, we had to start with the Buccaneers. It was my pick. Trey, you could pick next time, all right?
Will do.
Okay, all right. So let's just jump right into it, okay?
For sure, all for right. sure.
I'm going to tell you right now. First 4 weeks of the season are crucial, okay? Cowboys, all right, you know, that'd be a good warm-up game, I'm hoping. You know, I don't want to sound too cocky because, you know, that's when bad things happen. But, I mean, we got Dallas, Saints, Green Bay, Chiefs. Scary, bro. Scary.
It is.
Of course, the Saints, week two.
Right.
Terrified. You know what I mean?
For sure. No, you should be. I would say more than anything, I want to talk about game one against the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Okay. Because when I tell you last year, game one against the Dallas Cowboys was such a great game.
That was a phenomenal game, bro.
Come down 31-29, Tampa Bay wins it.
Thank you.
And it was one of the best openers I've ever watched in the NFL.
No doubt.
And I think it'll probably be the best game one, week one, game one as well. I think so. I think it'll be a shootout. I think it'll be high scoring. I think it'll be all over the place. I do have the Bucs taking the dub.
So. Naturally. I'm thinking the same thing. Yeah, definitely get that dub on September 11th. I'm seeing. I'm hoping we can pull it together and at least get that win because. Coming up after that, it's going to get a little sticky. Honestly, I'm not worried about the Green Bay game. I don't know why. I just never worry about them. It's like how the Saints have the Bucs numbers. It feels like we have the Packers number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even during that run for the Super Bowl, I wasn't worried about the Packers. And now they lost Devontae.
Right. And I think that they'll still have a good year. I just don't think that they'll be to the level where they would be with Devontae.
It's a big loss, man. That's a big loss. There's a guy they picked up, a rookie, that they're saying is going to be real good. I'll tell you, I'm glad we're playing them in the beginning of the season, though, because they're going to still need time to develop and become, you know, whatever he's going to be, you know, Aaron Rodgers and him to develop some kind of, you know, something to,
right.
you know, become.
And that's the same reason I have week four against the Chiefs as a dub.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Because there's so much changes going on at the Chiefs, bro. And I just don't think by week four they're going to be ready to take on Tampa Bay. Like, I think that they're going to be a good team. I think they're going to have a great year. But I think week four against Tampa Bay, they're just not going to be ready. They're not going to be prepared. And Brady's just going to sit back with his regular crew and do what he do. And that's just that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know how to bring a smile to my face. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not pass up. Week two, I do have that L on the board.
You know, I really think this is the time. This is going to be the time. You know, I think that every time, you know, when they play the Saints, like I started last year that game where I don't think we scored 1 point, bro. I started Brady. I started Mike Evans. Oh, that was rough.
That was awful.
It was awful, bro. Oh. I even had to turn that game off for a little while because I was just so upset. It does. We do get a nice little break. You hit about week five. We go Falcons, Steelers, Carolina. Nice little kind of break. Hopefully pull some dubs. You know, it's hard for me to say that there any L's would take place. So I'm just going to exclude myself from the kind of that category. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to tell you if I think it's a dub or an L because
you just always think it's a dub.
I'm not allowed to say it's an L. You know what I mean?
Right. So I'm going to say week five against the Falcons is clearly a dub. They're just not put together enough right now, and they got going through a lot of changes. They're rebuilding, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think that they'll just murder them, but I think that they'll pretty easily get the win.
I'm a little worried about Pitts and London together. You know, I think it's going to be a heck of a combo.
I do think that it'll be good. I just don't think it'll be good enough to beat the Bucks.
Yeah. Let's see. The Steelers.
Week six of the Steelers. I also have the dub.
You don't know who the quarterback's going to be, really.
Exactly.
Trubisky, Pickett. You know, who knows what's going on by week six. All right. The Panthers.
Obviously a W. I mean, I don't. I honestly would expect them to win one or two games all year. I don't.
The Panthers? Wow.
Yeah. I really don't have them doing very well.
Have they figured out the quarterback situation over there yet?
Sam Darnold. That's their boy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He had such a great start last year. You remember that? He took off last year. And then
he did have a good start.
Oh, man.
But he was also being carried by Christian McCaffrey a little bit too, you know?
Yeah, well, McCaffrey, man, that's one I'm afraid to draft in fantasy for sure, man. That dude, he's been hurt so much the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think he's played like 9 or 10 games or something like that in the last 2 years.
Wow.
I mean, it's just nuts.
Wow.
And I think I listened to some guys talk about how they look back to see how many starting running backs had a great fantasy year after missing that many games. And I think it was like 2 people since like the 70s. So like, it's tough.
Ouch. Yeah, there's a lot of scary things in the running back position this year that I'm just not quite feeling my usual with. You know what I mean? Speaking of running backs, we got the Ravens next.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's Lamar going to be this year?
So I think that the Ravens are going to be decent, actually. I think they're going to have a solid team. I think that Lamar is going to step it up, and I think he's really going to prove himself. I'm still giving Bucks a W in this week 8.
I do think, you know, we usually have the very best run defense. And so
exactly.
That gives me a little bit of, you know, hope, you know, that.
And then losing Brown, you know, it's just like.
Yeah, well, Marquise
Brown. I just think it's going to hurt him anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
And they were good, and you take that away, and they're still good. I just don't think they're great.
Lamar just needs to learn to step back and throw that ball, bro.
And he can, bro. He can throw it. He's good at running it.
Yeah, but that only gets you so far, man. How often do you see a team with a running quarterback like that win the Super Bowl? How often?
I don't know if I ever have.
Exactly. Mike Vick, Cam Newton, he took the Panthers. Mike Vick,
Cam Newton.
But they didn't win, I don't think.
Right, so.
But he took them there. I mean, I guess that counts, whatever. Week 9, we're going against the Rams.
Oh, you mean the Super Bowl champions. Gotcha.
Hey, you know how Brady said unfinished business? I think he was kind of talking about a little bit of week 9. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, a little week 9. So after 6 wins in a row, Tampa Bay is going to take the big L home against the Rams.
No way, bro. It's time. It's our turn, bro. It's our turn. We're going to get
that winning streak, but it's okay.
How about that playoff game last year, bro?
Yeah, that was a good game, man.
Did you see how happy McVay and all them was on the sidelines talking about looking like we got this game in the bag? And then Brady started coming back. My boys started
Nervous, bro.
They shut up, bro. Their buttholes were, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
And I remember we were texting about it, and I was like, bro, no matter what happens, like, you have to just put your faith in Brady, bro. Because he just because he doesn't do it doesn't mean he can't do it. And if anybody can, he can.
Dude, that was insane, bro. I was yelling at the TV, screaming at the TV. Oh, that was a rough day. That was one of the best playoff weekends that I had seen in a very long time.
For sure, for sure.
I mean, you know what's funny is the week before that, I was thinking, you know, this just doesn't feel like the playoffs. There's all these blowout games. It was wild card weekend. All these blowout games, you know, I was happy the Bucks won, but it didn't feel like it. And then that next week, wham, bro, uppercut.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And then week 10, we're going against the Seahawks, baby.
That's a Germany game, right?
Yeah, that's a Germany game. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they set that up for Brady versus Russell Wilson.
Right.
I'm not getting that.
Well, I don't know. The schedule, maybe. I think the schedule makers kind of changed things up as soon as they found out Brady was coming back, honestly.
I'm just wondering why they're sending Drew Lock to a Germany game. You know what I mean? I feel like they would have a better show with somebody else. But I guess Brady is.
I hope Baker Mayfield becomes a Seahawk.
I would honestly, I would not be upset with that. I think that he would do solid over there.
Yeah, nah, that'd be cool to watch. He'll have Lockett, he'll have Metcalf. That's about it. But
yeah. And I do have them winning that game in Germany for all of you that thought I might think the Seahawks are going to win.
Hey, what's funny? This just reminds me of, one time a few years back when me and Trey first started hanging out, we worked together, he had the day off. And I called in that day and we both went to Buffalo Wild Wings and watched the game. I mean, it was the Bucks versus the Seahawks. You remember that?
Yes, sir. I do.
Tore up those wings. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. It was awesome. Good times, man.
Yes, sir.
And then we got the bye, and then we're getting the Browns in week 12, the Browns.
And week 12 against the Browns, I have the big L.
How dare you? How dare you?
Let me explain. Okay, so I'm assuming, this is my assumption, is that Deshaun Watson will be the starter by week 12 for the Browns.
Yeah.
They have Amari Cooper. They have Nick Chubb. That triple threat right there, I just think they're going to be too much.
They still got Kareem Hunt over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still got Kareem Hunt. But I mean, that's just icing on the cake, baby.
Okay, but what did I say earlier about the Ravens? Bucks are usually known for having the best run stop in the league. So,
yeah, but when you got Deshaun Watson behind center, it's like, okay, stop the run. I'm going to throw it 100 yards.
You know, there's all this talk about how great Deshaun Watson is. You know, he was, what were they like? They won 4 games the year before he, messed up.
Yeah.
4 games.
I'm not saying he's a great quarterback. I'm saying he's a great deep passer.
He's a great quarterback. I just,
I mean, he can throw that ball and it looks so pretty. And then Amari Cooper's just out there catching it.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yes, sir. So I got the big L there in week 12.
Oh my goodness. And then we got the Saints again. Let's just
Saints go. Again, boy. Well, week 13. Just
tell me what you think and we'll move on.
Week 13 against the Saints. It's gonna be a big W.
Hey, we made it.
They're gonna come back. They're gonna come back and take over. They're gonna be mad, vengeful from week 2, and they're gonna get the W in week 13. Mm-hmm. And that's at home in Tampa.
For the playoff push.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then we got Brady going back to his dream team playing the San Francisco 49ers in week 14.
Yeah. And, I went back and forth on this one, man. This was probably the hardest game I had to think about whether it was going to be a win or a loss. I went back and forth and back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, where's Debo going to be? Who's their quarterback going to be? I mean, there's just so many what ifs at the 49ers that I had to give the dub to Tampa.
By week 14, I believe Trey Lance will be running the show. I think Jimmy G is going to get traded away before the season even starts.
I mean, but there's so much that's not clear over there, especially with Debo. That is a major thing where Debo's going to be.
I know they don't want to get rid of Debo, but that don't mean they're not. What I mean? Like, he might sit out or something if he, wants to go that route. Who knows what's going to go on? You're right.
I do have that as a W just because of all the toss-ups.
Sure. Week 15, the Bengals. That'll be
interesting. Yes, sir. Joe Burrow, baby. That'll
be fun to watch. I'm excited.
I think
about
it'll be
that.
A good game.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That'll be good. Remember when Burrow made it to the Super Bowl, they were all comparing him to Tom Brady a lot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun to watch. I'll be happy to see Murphy Bunting or Winfield Jr. on Jamar Chase doubling him up. And it's going to be a good game. Definitely.
Yeah, they'll double them up. It'll be a good game. And in the end, it'll be a big L for Tampa.
And you love doing that, don't you? You love that.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love watching your face every time.
You don't get to do it much, but you love doing it when you can, right?
Right. I just think that Joe Burrow, all they really needed was an offensive line. They really worked on that all offseason. Yeah,
they took one of ours.
Right. And I think that they will just have a pretty solid team, especially late in the season. That's when he really kicks it into gear. And by week 15, I just think it's going to be too much for him.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Week 16, the Cardinals. We already know what happens to Kyler Murray later in the season. He's beat That's up, true. Hurt. What you got?
That's true. I got a big L in Arizona.
Wow, bro. Wow. Man, you. Mm-mm. Okay, well.
Hopkins will be back from his suspension.
Yeah.
Everybody's just, it's just going to be all offense, baby. I don't think there's going to be a defensive play in that game. I think it's going to be a great high scoring game, possible overtime. And I do think that Arizona is going to take the win on that one.
I will say, usually when Brady goes overtime, it usually ends in his favor, though.
Well, there's new rules on overtime this year, too, though, dog.
It's not the playoffs yet, though. It's only in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, it's only in the playoffs. That's right. That's right.
I think that's so stupid. You know what that makes me think of? That makes me think of, like, getting a participation trophy as a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what that makes me think of. Like, it's not fair. Whatever. I love that game, the Chiefs and the Bills last year in the playoffs. That was an amazing game.
For sure.
Ridiculous. My girl's a Bills fan, so I was also screaming at the TV. That my voice was hoarse that next day. I'll tell you that much.
My father was at that game.
Of course.
And he was like, that's the best NFL game I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Like, he went to that game.
It's like everyone's best NFL game ever.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to freaking be in the crowd and just experience that. Yeah.
I mean, they were just standing out there screaming. He said every time it was just deep pass after deep pass after.
What, Gabriel Davis? Didn't he get like 4 or 5 touchdowns in that game?
I think so. Yeah. I think it might have even been 6.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. He killed it.
Oh, my gosh. Week 17, hit the Panthers again.
Yeah, and when in week 17, the Panthers are going to be ready with a quarterback and a running back. Who they'll be, who knows? And it's going to be a dub for Tampa. Throw up the dubs. easy dubs for Tampa.
Week 18, we got the Falcons. Maybe Brady is sitting with the other starters by this point, so.
Yeah, and I that could be a possibility, Brady on the bench, and I've still got Tampa with the dub.
Oh, Bradley Gabbert. Oh, Gabbert or Trask. Yeah. I'd like to see Kyle
Whoever.
Trask play.
It don't matter.
Yeah. I'd really like to see. Yeah. Oh, man. That's it. All right. So we got your L's. We got your dubs. We're going to go ahead and predict the final standings for the Buccaneers. 17-week season. What do you got?
I got them 12-5.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I got. 12-5,
baby.
Yeah. No, I know I said earlier that I'm not. I cannot say that they had any L's, but I'm not going to say who is coming from, where it's coming from, but I think 12-5 is about right. You know what? I think Brady and the Bucs, we need that, bro. We can't be too good. You know, we need a little bit of something to give us a push. You know what I mean? That's when we're the best. So 12-5. What are we, a wild card team at 12-5?
Possibly. I mean, it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
I do have them getting to the playoffs.
Okay.
And then in the playoffs, them getting to the NFC Championship.
Hey, here we go.
And then I have them taking the big L in the NFC Championship.
Oh, my God. Against who?
Who knows? I just don't think they'll make it past them. Too much competition out there in the world right now.
If it's anybody, it'd have to be the Rams. I mean, who else? I mean, unless the Saints just kick it in overdrive this year, which seems actually possible. But chances are we'd play them wild card or something like that. I'll tell you, the Rams and the Bucks are like the only two NFC teams that even scare me, honestly. You know what I mean? They're the only ones that seem like they're up to par. The AFC is just stacked, bro. But the NFC is just...
Well, you know, we'll see how Kyler plays out this year. I think that they can still be a competitive team.
I hope Kyler does good. I really do. I like Kyler. I just, you know, I like to see the shorter guy, you know, kick butt. But, I mean, history has showed us that he does really good for the first half of the season. The second half, he's hurt and recovering. I hope that's not true. I hope he just keeps it and proves me wrong.
I definitely don't see Seattle or the 49ers making it to the NFC Championship.
No Seattle, no 49ers. I don't know. The 49ers surprised me last year.
They do. But, you know, without Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's not the greatest quarterback, but he's a good game clock manager.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I like Jimmy G. That was a very bad decision at the end of that Rams game, though. It was like twisting and turning and stuff. I mean, but what is he supposed to do, bro?
Right.
He had
right.
to throw it.
Just throw it up, baby. Like just throw down. It up and pray.
Oh, my gosh. Man, I was sickened when the Rams won the Super Bowl last year. Sickened. Hey, they made that last play, and I knew the game was in the bag. I walked out, bro.
It's over.
Ugh.
Everybody wants Joe Burrow to win, baby. It's the dream, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't want Joe Burrow to win.
If Joe Burrow won, that'd have been a movie, bro. I mean, that'd have been Glory Road.
Joe Cool with a cigar hanging out of his mouth, you
right.
know?
Right, for sure, for sure. The boy who lived.
Oh, man. That's a good one. That's a good episode. I like that. That was fun. That was fun. I love talking about the Bucks and Tom Brady. For all my Tom Brady haters out there, give me a little shout out in the comments section of the YouTube if you're watching us.
Roasting everybody. Roast him hard.
Let's see. So, do you want to announce who is coming next week, or do you want to leave it as a surprise for our listeners,
Trey? Let's leave it a surprise.
All right. I like that. I like that. You know, keep one more.
Tune in to find out.
Hey. Oh. Keep one more. I love it, baby. I love it. All right. Well, you want to take us home, Trey?
Sure. So for everybody watching, remember, if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other podcast site, subscribe to us, follow us, leave a review, 5-star review. We love those stars.
Hey.
And hit us up on the email at fourthandflex@gmail.com. That's number 4th and flex at gmail.com. Any comments, questions, concerns, anything you want to talk about, if you had some funny things you want us to talk about or anything that we said that you enjoyed or really just anything, just shoot us a fucking message.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you and we'll chat it up. You know what I'm saying? We love our fans and everybody's cool as shit. So
absolutely. We definitely do. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. And please, we'll see you next time.
When we get connected.
Oh.